You
are
listening
to
the
Andy
Zanga
Youth
News
Team.
I'm Laura.
I'm Mountain.
I'm Miles.
I'm Giovanna.
I'm Ricardo.
You are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth News Team on KDNK. I'm Mountain.
I'm Giovanna.
And I'm Ricardo.
We just started the semester this month, and we have been looking at media. As a class, we talked about media, what its form takes, and how it affects our lives.
We spoke to four people from the local media about their experiences.
For the first segment of our show, we asked them questions about how media has played a role in their lives. Here's what they had to share.
So my name's Solana. I am the editor-in-chief of the high school newspaper at Roaring Fork High School, which is called The Rampage. And it's published every month within the Soper Sun. So it goes out to a lot of our community members and people outside of Carbondale too, which is cool.
My name's Lily, and I am associate editor-in-chief for The Rampage.
How did you become interested in pursuing media?
I've always liked writing, so I decided freshman year that I would bust out some more English credits, and I ended up really liking the class and writing for the paper. And it's been super beneficial and something I might want to pursue.
My story was a little bit different. I got into The Rampage because I had friends in it and because my sister was in it. But I really became interested because I think that it's a great way for younger voices to reach our community audience and to kind of advocate for viewpoints that aren't necessarily heard in our community all that often.
I am Megan Tackett, and I am a staff reporter with the Soper Sun.
How did you become interested in pursuing media?
That is a very good question. So I always loved writing. I'm the daughter of an English teacher, and I always loved telling stories, and I always loved talking to people. And when I got to be about 18 and was wondering what I was going to do with my life after I graduated high school, I went and checked out Ohio University's campus and fell head over heels in love. And I wish I could say that there was some wonderful, weighty aha moment, but realistically, I fell in love with college first and then figured out that OU's journalism program was really, really top notch and decided to pursue it from there. And by very fortunate happenstance, it was love at first sight.
My name is Lem, and my role in local media is I'm a content creator, an independent content creator that also creates for other brands. My whole name is Lemuel Bolaños.
How did you become interested in pursuing media?
I was a preacher's kid, and I think very early on I got to see kind of how communities came together, and that's all I ever saw. And I got to see my dad kind of being the influencer, so to speak. And so for me, I think it's always been something that is, you know, internally driven in terms of like, I have something to share, I have a passion for something, and I feel like I'm a good mouthpiece for that. And I think some of those things have been learned, and then others have just been desires that you develop as you grow and you start to identify what it is that you do love and how you can help, you know, another individual or give value of some sort. And so I've been just kind of constantly studying communication and media and how to get it out there. And I go back to being the last born of five because typically the last born is always trying to get the attention. So in a sort of way, it's also like wanting, you know, needing that attention in some way. And I think there's always some level of like you getting accomplishing that or getting that level of attention in some way.
How do you use media in your everyday life?
I think social media has become a pretty big part of a lot of our lives. I know a lot of people read the news every morning or read the newspaper, but I think we're kind of getting to a point where instead of doing that, most people check their social media every morning. And I think that's a significant part of most people's life today.
Yeah, I think that the social media has become such a big part of the younger generation that it's really like the predominant news source at this point. Like I'll talk to my younger siblings and we'll all like agree or be talking about this article we saw on Snapchat the other day. And that's kind of how things are communicated, I think.
How do you use media in your everyday life?
How do we not use media in our everyday life? Media is such a broad topic. I mean, so many facets comprise media. You think about radio, you think about television, you think about social media, you think about newspapers and magazines and blogs and basically everything that is the internet, right? That all counts as media. So I think the way that I use media in my everyday life, especially these days, I find I'm hyper aware of how we communicate and how we communicate more casually, whether that's via memes, and how is that shaping our language and the way that we communicate together. I'm also a tutor, and so my students communicate differently with me via text messages than, say, I do with my parents. And so I think it's really insightful to see how, you know, culturally we're evolving with our media, and I think that's pretty cool.
How did you use media in your everyday life?
For me, it's the communication. It's the modern way to communicate. You know, I think others would probably look at it as me having a problem, like with an addiction to social media, but it's not. It's just I'm obsessed with how to communicate and how to create avenues for a business, an individual, a nonprofit, or whatever it is to reach a marketplace and share what they're all about. So I've used it to do just that. For me, I actually started telling stories, you know, it gave me an avenue to actually create content, so like video. Video is a fun way to communicate and in a very creative way to communicate. And so for me, it gave me an opportunity to create content that would be seen and then to tie that back to some kind of value, whether it's a company or just to create a story just in general. So I use it just to get to know people. I think that's just the, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, is building relationships one at a time. And with current, you know, technology, it's much easier to do that.
So how has media impacted your guys' life?
I think that it's always been, like, it's always been an ever-present thing. Like, controversies come out on the media. Like, it's just been something that I've grown up with. And I have really enjoyed writing for The Rampage because it's been a way that I can express like opinions and tell kind of what Solana was saying, like tell the stories and that you don't always hear and the voices that aren't always heard.
Media, I think, is also an important part of my life because it's how I get a lot of my information about what's happening in our country and in the world as a whole. And I think without it, it would be a lot harder to know what's going on and what I need to be paying attention to.
So how does media impact your life?
Well, other than giving me an income, it also positions me in a very unique way within our community. And I think that's my favorite part of my relationship with media is, you know, I got to move into a really wonderful, special little town like Carbondale and made kind of quick work of sort of localizing because you get to know everybody. It's my job to learn your story and then be sort of the steward of that story and how you're able to interface with the larger public. And I think that's very, very cool.
How has media impacted your life?
First of all, it started by being able to influence me in knowing that there's something to learn, you know, from media. And I'm thinking when you say media, I'm not really thinking about news or I'm thinking about it as a space to create within, not necessarily like what's coming at you, I guess, like mm-hmm. news.
That makes sense.
So it's impacted me in that way that I, you know, when Facebook came out, for instance, it was just something that I was like interested and intrigued by, like, how is this going to work? And you just read and read and read, find other people doing things and begin to understand how it might work in a business purpose, where that wasn't the case before. It was just kind of a network to meet other people. And I got to see really how it allows you to, you know, be part of a discussion, a conversation, and have an impact in some way on your life or somebody else's life.
You are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth News Team on KDNK. I'm Mountain.
I'm Yovana.
And I'm Ricardo.
On this month's show, we spoke to four members of the local media. Solana and Lily are the editor-in-chief and the associate editor-in-chief of The Rampage, the Roaring Fork High School's newspaper. Megan Tackett is a reporter for the Soper Sun, and Lem is a content creator.
We just heard from them about how media has played a role in their lives.
For the second segment of our show, we talked to them about media in the Valley and the world. They had some very interesting responses to share.
What do you think about the state of media in our Valley?
I think the state of media in our Valley, as far as like newspapers, it is pretty strong. We have a local one that is super popular and an Aspen one, and we also have the Glenwood one. And so I think that as far as like paper media sources, that's not going away anytime soon.
And then how about the state of media in the world?
I think that the ability to read about current events, access information via media, is an important human right and an important right to anybody, no matter what country you live in or what state that country is in. I think in our country right now, it's really important that we're accessing the right news sources and hearing a lot of different opinions so that we can help form our own opinions. And I think that's a big part of what you were saying earlier about the role of media in your life. I think by reading and hearing about what's going on in other places, you can kind of form what you believe about what's going on as well.
To kind of add on to that, I think that especially in our country right now, media is super important because the press reports so that the people can kind of keep the government in check. It's like another form of checks and balances.
What do you think about the state of media in our Valley?
I think we have a robust state of media in our Valley. We are so fortunate. If you look at how many relatively tiny little mountain towns comprise our Valley, it's not a lot of areas in the country that you would find a similarly sized town that has such independent media. You know, you've got the Aspen Daily News, you have the Soper Sun, you have, you know, KDNK, Community Radio, and then you also have some more corporate publications like the Post Independent in Glenwood Springs and the Aspen Times. And I think that serves an important role as well because they have access to different levels of resources than some of the more independent nonprofit structures do. So the fact that we have so many voices in this valley, I think it's pretty unique and it's really special.
And how about the state of media in our world?
I'll be honest with you. It's, I think, a notable time to be having these conversations with media in the state of affairs more globally. I think history is going to look back on our current time period and really through the lens of the public's relationship with media. I don't know how much you all follow national news. I never, when I was a student going through journalism school, ever thought, I mean, I had visions of Woodward and Bernstein dancing in my head. I thought I was going to, you know, really spearhead investigative journalism and, you know, carry the weight of societal constitutional responsibilities. And now we live in the era of hashtag fake news. And I think that's dangerous. I'll go ahead and say that. You do have people who are distrustful of media representatives. I've been in places, even for a little small town nonprofit newspaper, sometimes I'll leave our little bubble and go elsewhere in the country. And when they find out I'm a news person, they say, oh, well, you're a liar. And I've got into this business because I wanted to be a truth teller. So that's different and unexpected. But I think it's also an opportunity. I think it's really encouraging that we have young people who are willing to carry that media torch and have these kinds of conversations. So kudos to you guys.
And what do you think about the state of media in our Valley?
I think generally in our Valley, and I've lived here for 12 years, we're super in a bubble. And it's a lot different than where, you know, where the rest of the world is. And that makes sense. We're a small town. It is a unique market because we have two newspapers that are free. And they're still profitable, you know, they're still doing great. And people do read, you know, we do consume media differently here. Just as the same is true for, like, if you go to a different country, like I'm from Costa Rica, and if you go there, nobody knows anything about Twitter or LinkedIn or anything like that, but everybody uses Facebook and WhatsApp. So in general, I think it's way behind the time, which is surprising because there's so many forward-thinking people in our Valley, that communication and media has not caught up. But that's one of the reasons why I have the audacity to think that I could be a media content creator. And that's the beautiful thing about why you guys are here, because you guys can take advantage of it, you know, now, and in a year have so many more opportunities than all your friends if you're doing something that's interesting. And that's what's interesting for me, is there's never been a time before where somebody can create something of value, a business, art, whatever it is, and be able to have a great life doing it.
And then what do you think about the state of media in the world?
In the world? I mean, I guess there's different ways to look at media. If you're looking at it just from like a news thing, you know, I don't even know how to define that. Like, it's just, it's too weird. People believe what they want to believe. I think those traditional outlets are really hard to define. I think it's really hard to understand, you know, what the truth is in that way. Mm-hmm. But I think you can find clarity or more truths with individuals like yourself that can share your perspective about, you know, what the president said, or like what, I don't even like talking about that, but like whatever it is that you want to talk about, and you get to share it. So, you know, I think that there's an opportunity, I think, for things to just be more open. And that's the opportunity in current media. I think that's, you know, there's a lot of negative to look at, but there's so much more positive that you can utilize it for. So that's kind of like at the end of the day, that's, I think, the positive side is there's a lot of opportunity for a lot of people.
You are listening to the Andy Zenka Youth News Team on KDNK. I'm Mountain.
I'm Yovana.
And I'm Ricardo.
The theme for our show today is media. We spoke to four members of the local media. You just heard from Solana, Lily from the Ramp, and Lily from the Rampage, Megan from the Sober Sun, and Lem, a content creator, and about their opinions of media in the Valley and our world.
For the third and final segment of our show, they shared how social media has had an impact on their lives. Do you think social media has had a positive or negative impact on your life?
I think that there's a lot of kinds of social media that we don't necessarily consider as social media, because even like Snapchat or Instagram or Facebook, I think those have one kind of effect on your life, but I think even news sources these days are turning towards a more social approach to how they like give off their news. And so I think that depending on the source you use, depending on the app you use or whatever you're accessing, I think it can have either a positive or negative effect. I don't know that social media in general has one or the other, in my opinion at least.
I really kind of think that it is what you get out of it. I think that now people are so highly tuned to the slightest infraction that they feel like kind of hurts them personally, that people are so quick to jump that on anything, that it really gives social media a bad name. But I haven't really had that experience. Like, through social media, I have created new friends, and I have discovered like new issues to talk about. And I personally am an advocate for social media. I think it's a way for people to get their voices out, and I think that it has had more of a positive impact than is portrayed.
And I think also social media can be used as a tool for communication in general, that people don't necessarily think of it as, because I think a lot of people like stay in touch with old friends over Facebook, or like talk to people they normally wouldn't over Snapchat. And I think it's a good tool for communication in our world.
Do you think social media has had a positive or negative impact on your life?
I think both, right? I don't think that's a very black and white question. On the one hand, I stay incredibly well connected with a vast array of people that I think before social media, it would have been easy to lose touch with. You know, there's a lot of intention that goes into maintaining relationships, and I think social media offers a platform of convenience. So I think a lot of friendships maintain longer than I think they would have in eras past. On the other hand, you know, I don't think that I personally struggle with this, but societally, there's sort of that, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, but now it's maximized on a virtual level everybody else is traveling and everybody's life, I'm only seeing the highlight reel, but therefore everyone else's life is somehow better than mine. And I think that can have some negative impacts on our psyche, not only at an individual level, but collectively as well. So, you know, there are pros and cons.
And do you think social media has had a positive or negative impact on your life?
Well, I mean, 100% positive most of the time. I mean, you know, like there's social media, and one of my mentors always says this, doesn't change who you are, it exposes who you are. So to me, I think it creates better people. Like, you know, I mean, you know, in general, I think it's hard for kids like your age coming up, understanding how to understand their own, like how to think about certain things because you're living in such an open way. So it accelerates maturing, I think, in a way. But for me, it's been super positive in the way that it's allowed me to really have a vehicle to communicate at scale to a large degree with a large amount of people and create something that gets visibility, like 20,000 views on one video and gets shared by 285 people. That's interesting. Like, it's always interesting for me to be in that position, like where one person is speaking to 100,000 people. I mean, to me, that's like, it's interesting to think about my voice having, you know, resonated that much in some way at some point. And the first time that I used social media was for like a work purpose where I had a large audience like that was I used to manage this Facebook page. It's called the Costa Rica Facebook page. Somebody created it. But I met the guy and he needed some help and I started helping him. Well, at the time I had 250,000 people on it. And that's a lot of people. And I started to like put in the first message that I was going to send out. And I was like, wait a minute, like how many times do you get to speak? Does one thing that you say get to be heard in some way to approximately 250,000 people? And never, I mean, that's never happened. So like, that's when I took a step back and I was just like, wow, this is something cool. So ever since then, it's kind of created this connection for me to help, to continue to help myself accelerate in sales or, you know, whatever it was that I was doing at the time, which was sales.
How has social media impacted the world?
I think it has brought attention to a lot of controversies that normally wouldn't have. Like, papers have an obligation to report things that they find, but I think that social media really gives movements the ability to spread and reach all audiences.
I agree with what Lily was saying. I think something that's special about social media is that it's all about the people. Everybody's accounts have like equal status. So no matter what your position is, you have a similar position on social media and you can share your voice in that way. And so I think it has led to more public opinion in the world and like hearing more of what people actually think about what's going on.
You are listening to the Andy Zinka Youth News Team on Katie and Kate. I'm Ricardo.
I'm Mountain.
And I'm Giovanna.
For this month's show, we spoke to four members of the local media about how media and social media impacts their lives and the world.
Thank you so much to Solana and Lily from The Rampage, Megan from The Sopra Sun, and Lem, a content creator.
Their answers were insightful and interesting, and a huge thank you to all of our listeners.
That's it for this week's show.
For the Andy Zinka Youth News Team, I'm Mountain.
I'm Giovanna.
And I'm Ricardo.
To support KDNK during our membership drive, call 963-2976. Again, to support KDNK, that's 963-2976. Thank you for tuning in.